If you haven't checked out Dr. John, you've got to check him out. I saw the Goop episode, the Goop Lab episode.
Yeah.
He works with everyone clearing really your energy fields. And it's an amazing process. Just for my sake and everyone else, can you describe, because I've watched it, how you translate or transcribe or transform what you do into a lower vibrating description so everybody understands what you're actually doing?
Well, I, you know, when you really understand that once you really get it, and I know from listening to you, you really get it, that everything, the entire universe is really a nexus. It's like our lives and our bodies are a nexus of energy, consciousness, and matter, right? The densest part of the equation is matter, which is really just about 4.5% of the entire universe, right? The rest of it is all these forms of energy, dark matter. So basically the entire universe is made up of energy. Our body's made up of energy. At the subatomic level, it's all energy. And our consciousness is interacting with that energy and manifesting physical reality. So once you get that, then it's just, what are the forms that you're going to manifest in? And then you start to understand that, wow, my energy state will actually organize or shape reality. And I have to just watch those two things. What's happening with my energy and what's happening with my consciousness. That's where I start. And we can get into the more specifics of it, but.
How can people start themselves though? I started through really basic meditation and I was so hyper controlled. I was so far in my own way, but I was so determined for one reason. I'll tell you how someone got me started in meditation, understanding theta meditation, quantum healing. I went to India, but it all started because I met this doctor who put it into pragmatic terms. She told me I could elevate my awareness through this process of vibration and energy. And I didn't care until she said, David, what if I could raise your awareness about when to buy or sell? So she hit me at my core of what I cared about at the time. So I was like, you know what? I would rather spend 20 minutes a day figuring out when to buy or sell than anything else. This is worth it. And I struggled for years, like literally years, trying to understand what was going on. I've been on this journey for 13 years, studying people like you. We share a lot of the same friends and mentors as well. But what advice would you give to someone that's at that point where they're sitting there, maybe, you know, they got headspace or something and they're trying to figure out this quantum field that they live in?
Well, that's a great question, David. And I mean, the key that I've found to the starting point is something I've come to call the paradox of change. And that's, you cannot change something that you cannot accept or be with in the first place. So you're trying to get to this place that's this better place. And, you know, you're running from a place of disconnection to try to fill this void that's unfillable. You're trying to get to this place that is going to feel better. And that is suffering. And when you just recognize where you are, feel where you are, and finally allow where you really are to be experienced and expressed, whether that's through the sound and moving it through your body, when, you know, rather than saying, you know, I got to focus on gratitude. You know, I got to find, you know, just the positivity in this moment. Maybe right now you feel like everything sucks. You're afraid. Nothing works. Like, how's it all going to, everything's falling apart. How am I going to make it through? I don't have enough. And you feel that and you feel, where do I feel that in my body? Is it in my heart? Do I feel it in my throat? Do I feel it in my gut? Put your hands on that part of your body. Take a breath there. Feel it and just associate with it. And you might even make the sound like, oh God, I can't do this. You know, you let yourself actually be in the experience and have the experience expressed through you. And what happens in this magical thing happens when you're really with something, it actually transforms and changes. Not only it, but you change because you're not trying to be somewhere else. You're fully associating with where you are. Achievers think they're going to get stuck there because as achievers, we're like, no, like I don't suffer. I don't feel sad. I don't, you know, I just get it done. You know, I suck it up and I make it through, I make it happen. You know, when we're trying to get to this experience that we want to have versus just being with where we are, there's no power. There's no energy in it by just tapping into the place that sucks. So if right now you're freaking out because your business is completely shut down. Maybe you have a job that you can't go into right now. There's uncertainty in the economy. What's going to happen? There's all this uncertainty. you know, and people feel anxiety and they feel tension build up in their bodies. The body's going into fight or flight. We're already in this collective field of like fight or flight intensity right now. So instead of trying to just focus on the positivity first and go right to it, you go, oh God, it feels like I can't do this. I feel like I'm not enough. There's not enough. I'm running out. I can't make it. It's all falling apart. Oh, you know, you let that energy express. And what happens is it brings you to the moment. And suddenly there's power. There's power in the moment, right? I know you know this quite well. There's power when you're with what is in the moment, not in the concept of what you want that's disconnected from where you really are. So that's a starting point, is just allow yourself to be, and not just be conceptually, but you go into it and you go, oh, F, this, I can't. And but you go, oh, no, no. You got to think positive, man. You got to just, you know, get it together and just like, you know what, suck it up. Take massive action right now. Yeah, take massive action, but first feel where you are and allow yourself to be there for a moment. And what happens is energy is liberated when you're present with what is without a desire to make it something else for a moment. And we're terrified of that as human beings, like to just really accept and be with where we are right now is intense sometimes. But that's the starting point for all of us.
What makes it worse is, like you said, that the aggregate of what I call holding grievances, right? If you've studied the Course in Miracles or anything, when you have attacking thoughts, when you have the separation that occurs from this unbelievable source of energy, light, love, and lessons, you're actually adding to the interference. You're adding to the corrosion. And I think pragmatically, when people think about it just in a plus or a negative way of, am I building myself or am I subtracting myself? Mm-hmm. And the problem is it's counterintuitive, that allowance actually builds and pushing and we're so sports oriented, right? Fight through it. That actually creates the interference.
You're so right, David. I mean, a lot of the professional athletes I work with, I mean, they've built their whole life on organizing and shaping their life around one particular thing where they're going to totally put all their energy. And so a lot of times what happens is like they learn, you know, like we are inspired by the possibilities that humans can perform in certain ways by athletes, but there are also the challenges of like pushing through constantly and not really connecting. And then what happens when you stop playing or when you can't play and you can't express yourself in that one area, if you haven't done the work in the other areas, you're going to be screwed, right? You're going to be suffering hard. So everything is shaped by our energy levels, everything shaped by our consciousness. So if we can't be with the experience right now and really own where we are, who's going to do that for us, right? I mean, like we have to be in the moment, and that's where all the power is. And then you go, you know what? Screw this, man! I'm making this happen, right? You know, you feel it first, and then you use that as leverage to make a change. And that's usually what it takes. I mean, sometimes we get inspired. We get connected to these higher states of energy. We get expanded, and all of a sudden, boom, everything changes in our reality and we take action. But usually for people, it's like we fully finally associate and feel the pain and intensity, and we finally, it gives us the leverage to be like, you know what, no more, and we go forward. So there's different ways to, there's like Tony Robbins, who have, you know, had the blessing to work with for 15 years now. He's like, you know, there's away from and towards, you know, and most people actually get inspired by, you know, by the massive pain and finally move forward. But it is possible to go to a higher place and get inspired by the expansiveness and the possibilities, which is, I hear you talking about a lot, and it's a beautiful thing. And right now, man, it sucks for a lot of people right now. It's super intense. So then we have to go, okay, like, what is this about? We got to go to the higher, and we got to feel and trust in the divine guidance here and know that there's something that's unfolding in our lives and on the planet right now, that we're here for a reason right now. So let's take advantage of the fact that, hey, there's possibilities coming that we couldn't have thought of. There's going to be business opportunities. There's going to be whole new systems that are going to be coming out of this. I know I've been working on the digital side. I'm sure everyone is. It's like, how can we, you know, give
here,
even more
man.
Value digitally, right? So there's going to be a lot of gifts that come out of this.
Last question. You know, I believe in two different vibrations, two currencies, two fields that we live in. One, the lower one, where money's the currency, right? I truly believe the object of energy that we put into the flow to get what we want at the lower vibration is money. That's why so many people are disruptive right now, that are in this state of negativity. But there's also the higher realm where faith you know, faith is the currency to me. You talked about that divine inspiration. So faith is my other currency. And to reconcile it, I blend the two. Sometimes decisions are made completely out of faith. My favorite thing to allow people to understand this craziness, I know that faith is the better way to go, but I'm too afraid to make all of my decisions like of faith because time is compressed. And I'm like, I don't want to wait for faith to show me this is the better decision. So I'm going to make the money decision right now. And I know in my head, I'm like, this is stupid, dude. You're making the lower vibrating choice. And every time I make a faithful decision, you know, and I don't know how much time it's going to take, which scares me. Like it could be 2-3, it could be 10 years later. I'm like, oh my God, that was the best decision of my life. And I remind myself of that, but I'm too chicken. How can you help people reconcile that blend, even if you believe it to be true or not, but how would you reconcile the blend from the pragmatic to the ethereal? Mm.
Well, another great question, David. You know, in my experience in working with people, and I had a practice where I worked with people for decades, you know, just people from all walks of life. I see hundreds of people a week. And then I started working more with entertainers and athletes, thought leaders, et cetera. And I started kind of expanding into people that are super, super high performers. And I still work with, you know, anyone and ever. I've worked with people literally on the street, you know, just like seeing someone in need and just going, hey, you know, and like stopping and working with them. And I would always, we'd be on vacations and places and I'd be like working on people and stuff. And my wife would just be like, it's just amazing. Like how, yeah. But you know, it's like there's, you can be soaring above the mountaintops like a hawk over everything, seeing the vision of all the possibilities, and you can be in the sunlight, you know, and you can be like wriggling down in the dirt and mud on your belly, just going through the gunk and the shit. And you're really, it's all one. And so there's like, it's just a different experience of what is, of what's possible. So when I know and remember, and what I've seen over and over and over in my practice and working with people is that you can shift in an instant from the experience of being on your belly in the dirt, just in crap, and then expanding. It's kind of like a when you take off at LAX or wherever you are, you're taking off in a plane and you go out through that Santa Monica cloud cover and suddenly it's sunny. You were like, this is gray and crappy. And all of a sudden the sun is shining because you pop through that layer. And it's like, that's always there. It's always available. Trust is always available. Faith is always available. Possibility is always available. It's just we're clouded temporarily by the mind and this and the emotions and the density and the heaviness of being in this 3D reality. And sometimes, and I think I heard you say something about it. I think it was maybe this morning or maybe in one of your clips. It was you know, that we're just clearing away the kind of the debris from what already is and allowing what already is, which is pure love, pure grace, pure trust, pure possibility. And we are held. And we are guided, and it's just we forget. And it's just about remembering what are the practices that help us remember what already is. And that's meditation through taking care of our body. That's clearing away any of it, like looking at our beliefs and looking at like how we structured our life around conditioning, unhooking our conditioning. This is the inner work that we all have to do to remember what our true nature truly is. And that's something I'd be happy to come on a Zoom with you and do some actual practice around this with people.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to be on here with you today. So thanks so much for having me, David.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me. We'll set up that Zoom because I want everyone to experience the exercise. And, you know, you helping people on the street are like those famous artists that, you know, sit in the park and sometimes sell their art for like $5. That's incredible. And I appreciate your generosity with your time and with your energy. So keep in touch, Dr. John. Where can everybody reach you real quick?
You can actually go, it's Dr. John Amaral on Instagram, but you can also go to johnamaral.com. And I'm launching this, my next free 7-day like fight or flight to flow challenge on Monday. So if people want to get some amazing processes and tools and stuff, they can come and just sign up. There's a link in my bio on Instagram and also on my website. So that's going to be a 7-day process where people can just each day an exercise that's going to take them out of that stressed out state that people are in and just open you up to connecting to the higher possibilities.
Well, my niece, Jacqueline Burnett, who's living with me right now.
Love Jacqueline.
Say hi.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Right on. Thank you.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, David.